31 to 40. 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Today, in our series of lectures on nature history, we're going to be looking at amber. Do you know amber? What is it? How is it formed? What are the uses of amber? Firstly, what is amber? Amber is fossilized resin from ancient forests. Amber is not produced from tree sap, but rather from plant resin. This aromatic resin can drip from trees, trapping debris such as seeds, leaves, feathers, and insects. The resin becomes buried and fossilized through progressive natural changes. Therefore, amber is formed as a result of the fossilization of resin that takes millions of years. Although a specific time interval has not been established for this process, the majority of amber is found approximately 30 to 90 million years ago. You may ask why resin is produced. Although there are contrasting views as to why resin is produced, it is a plant's protection mechanism. The resin may be produced to protect the tree from disease and injury caused by insects and fungi. Resin may be produced to heal a wound, such as a broken branch, and resins have odors or tastes that both attract and repel insects. Resin may also be produced as a plant's method to dispose excess acetate. We know that amber survives millions of years, but what type of depositional environment preserved amber? One depositional environment for amber is marginal marine. Amber's specific gravity is slightly over 1, and it floats in salt water. Therefore, amber becomes concentrated in marine deposits, moved some distance from the original site. Trees and resin may be transported and deposited in quiet water sediments. Wood and resin are buried under the sediment, and while the resin becomes amber, the wood becomes coal. Wet sediments of clay and sand preserve the resin well because they are devoid of oxygen. So, as a precious product of nature, what are the uses of amber? In ancient times, amber was used for medicine. Honey was mixed with powdered amber and prescribed for many chronics like asthma, gout, and the Black Plague. It was also used as precious decoration. The amber jewelry was thought to have the magic power against evil and dark forces. Sailors burned amber on ships to drive away sea monsters and the dangers of the deep. Amber has retained its beauty for millions of years, but if not preserved well, it may lose its charm. The softness and brittleness is likely to be attacked by chemicals and requires some special care in handling and storing, so do not put your amber jewelry on before hairspray and perfume is applied, because it will likely create a whitish coating on the amber that may be permanent. If you want to string the amber beads on silk or linen thread, remember to string them with knots between each bead to prevent mutual rubbing and chipping. Amber jewelry should not be stored where it can rub against metal or other jewelry, and storage in a soft cloth is best. Never put amber jewelry in a steam cleaner, which would shatter the gem. Never let amber come in contact with soaps or commercial jewelry cleaning solutions, which can dull the finish. Keep amber away from common kitchen substances such as salad oil, butter, and excessive heat of ovens and burners. Dust and sweat can be removed with clean, cool water and a soft cloth. Never use hot water. The amber can be dried and rubbed with clear olive oil, then rubbed with a soft cloth to remove excess oil and restore the polish. The last thing I'd like to mention is the storing of amber. Amber should not be placed near heating ducts or in direct sunshine, and avoid exposure to sudden changes of temperature. Well, that's all for Amber today. Hope you enjoy this precious product of nature and have the luck to own one.
That is the end of part 4.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.